Jim to Tango Mobile.
78 Jim monitoring. Good morning, everyone.
KO4 NMR.
You doing this beautiful day after all the rain?
I'm doing good to be stuck at work, but sure is a beautiful morning, that's true.
That is. I'm sitting out here watching the pup go out for a little bit. Outdoor time, bathroom, and run around chasing squirrels. So it's a good day. Sorry you have to be at work, but we all have to do that so we can have our time away.
And at least I get to play on the radio while I'm at work. No, ain't too bad at all. It's kind of a peaceful day. Ain't a whole lot of people here today, so it works out great for me.
I get to knock here my radio, my handheld, work and talk on it some during the day. I work over in Athens, Georgia, at the university. There's a pretty active ham club there in Athens, just sort of like the one here in Greenville. And I live in Hartwell, and so I'm right in the middle, so I'm lucky enough to be able to talk both ends.
I think I talked to you before one morning. Did you know some people in Asheville and Greenwood?
I've got a lot of friends over in Carolina. I grew up in Elbert County, and Asheville and Greenwood, and Greenville was my old stomping grounds back about 30 years ago, and now I've got a lot of friends on the radio from that area as well.
Yeah, I live in Greenwood and all, and I thought I'd talk to you one early morning at work and all, but yeah, I enjoy it though. I'm up here in Greenville today, you know, working Michelin, but that ain't too bad. It's windy, but it ain't too bad at all.
Good thing. And he he started off-grid medic, is the name of his company, and you can find him on the interweb as off-grid medic or on Facebook and Instagram. But he actually got me certified as an instructor, so we taught classes for about 2.5 years.
While now, but yeah, he's a good guy. He's very laid back and kind of enjoys being around sometimes, for sure.
Yes, the, much as I hadn't talked to him in a while, we sort of lost touch after he started traveling, and like I said, he moved around, and he's back. I'm not sure, I know he's still doing his off-grid medic training, but I'm not sure, I think he's still working in EMS somewhere over there.
Where are you on your base in
VHMID. I'm on my handheld. I got a little external antenna I hooked up to out on the car. I want to take the dog out. Just talk a little bit. But yeah, I'm doing it's a Bridgecom Anytone 878 plus handheld DMR capable.
In the DMR, I've looked at a bunch of them, the Anytones and stuff like that and all, but I have not done it yet. Do you have to have the hotspot, even if you have a DMR tower near you, or how does that work?
DMR capable tower, and you can, you can look them up online and see if they're DMR capable. You don't need the hotspot. I can hit the Anderson Tower from my house on local DMR channels, but the hotspot gives you worldwide capability. I bought one of the cheaper hotspots. I paid about $60 for it, and it took me a little while to set it up. Compared to some of the more expensive ones that you can buy, like you get one from Bridgecom, and they'll program it for you. But it works well. And they sell a code plug, which is sort of your frequencies that has all international countries, all 50 states, all your different regions. So it's code plug is well worth $49, and then you can use Excel and edit it, make it your own.
Looking at it, I definitely want one and all, but I looked it up. I have a tower in Greenwood, and then of course there's one up here in Greenville too. I've been thinking about getting one. Can't make up my mind if I want a handheld or if I want a little base or a car one. I can't make up my mind which one I want yet.
DMR base as well from Bridgecom. It's the 578. The handhelds are relatively inexpensive compared to, Kenwood's or Yaesu or something like that. This handheld is about $225. And it's a, like I said, it's DMR, Bluetooth, APRS, dual band. It does everything you want, and with a hotspot, whether you keep it connected at home or do it mobile with a wireless hotspot, you can talk to anywhere you want. That's for sure.
You find me one. I keep on saying I'm going to do it, but I keep on doing a little research, see what y'all want yet and all, and I wasn't sure about the hotspot. I know I could get on the, I know I had a tower near me, but it sounds like I really want a hotspot anyway so I can talk all over the world and all. That's pretty cool.
All it is a Raspberry Pi, a little computer stick, and a top pad for the radio and antenna. And like I said, you can get what's called a jumbo hotspot off Amazon for about $60, and there's videos online that tell you how to set it up, and it's just, I tried to set it up without watching the videos first, and I spent 2 days working on it, never could get it right. I spent about an hour online watching videos and had it set up, and I've talked to Australia, New Zealand, UK, South America, Russia, you name it, and there's always people on.
MMDVM hotspot for like $66, is that what that is? Check that out. It says UHF, VHF, Sports, P25, DMR, and all, D-Star and all. It says a little bitty thing in it.
Size of a fat stick of chewing gum, and like I said, it's got a little 2-inch antenna that you can plug onto it. You can power it with USB. I got mine just powered through my computer. And it comes with everything loaded on it. You just have to do the configuration. And the biggest thing is a lot of the videos were made prior to the end of March this year. And at the end of March, it required you to put in a second passcode for your own DMR ID. And once I did that, it lit up like a Christmas tree, and it's been working ever since. I can't complain about it at all compared to the ones that are $300 or $400. This one works just fine.
Traveling with you as long as you can power it up, correct?
The hotspot or your phone will be a hotspot for internet. You can take it with you in your vehicle, plug it into the USB adapter, and your DMR cable anywhere you go. I've done it a couple of times myself. It's a easy to work with. The configuration is, like I said, you have to watch the video.
Bridgecom radio you using now?
Bridgecom Edytone 878 Plus. They just have released the version 2 of this radio, and the main difference is this one will hold 200,000 DMR contacts, and the new one will hold 500,000 contacts. And what it does is when you're talking on DMR, you can load in a file, and it gives you, all the information about who you're talking to, sort of like caller ID. And right now there's about 190,000 people registered with DMR ID, and so that's why they upped the capacity on the memory. Works well. The hotspot, you have to stay within, everything's on low power with DMR, so you have to stay within 20, 30 feet of the hotspot, but like I got mine set up on my desk with all my other ham equipment, I can sit out here on the carport and still use it, so it's got about a 30-foot range. But if you have it in your car or sitting at your ham shack, it works beautifully.
Add that to my card. I'm about to get that for sure and try it out. But I appreciate all the information on it.
The biggest thing people have trouble with is the initial setup. And like I said, you watch videos, you can do it. And then either creating your own code plug, which, like I said, is just the frequencies on the DMR side. You can buy, even if you don't use the Bridgecom radios or what they call their super code plug, and everything set up, and you can set your frequency and use it with any radio or hotspot. And it's $49 for the Super Code plug, and it's well worth it, in my opinion, compared to trying to build one as big as that on your own.
Bridgecom, is that correct?
This called the Super Code plug, and it's preset for their radios, but like I said, you can export everything to Excel, and that way you can load in all your local repeaters and have one code plug that does everything. That's the way most people do it, and that's what I did. If you have a Bridgecom radio, perfectly to import into your radio and start talking with any hotspot.
The radio works pretty good on UHF and VHF also?
It works great. Like I said, I've got an external antenna hooked up. It's hanging all of 6 feet off the ground, and
looking into it and all, but I haven't bought one yet, but it won't be long before I'm definitely going to purchase one.
There are several people on here on the Greenville repeater that have the Anytones, and I'm actually supposed to catch up with the guy today and do some direct calls, sort of what's called private, encrypted conversations. So we're going to give that a try. Like I said, this just is, if you can think of something you need to do, the Bridgecom radio will just about do it.
Ham world of the DMR world now, I guess, huh?
DMR, the reason I got it, I've only got a technician class license, and I've been licensed since 2013, and always heard people talking about, HF and making the long distance contacts, and the DMR gives you that ability, and you're ready to talk around the world. One of the first things you'll want to do is go to radioid.net and get your DMR ID. You just put in your call sign and a few other pieces of information, and that generates a DMR ID, and you'll need that before you get your radio. So as soon as you get it, you can plug that in, and you're ready to go.
I signed up for it, but I was reading all that stuff, and I went there and looked at it, but I definitely need to go ahead and get that done for sure.
It's all free, so there's no cost on that. You can just go ahead and get a DMR ID and be ready when you do finally get a radio and get it set up. It takes usually a couple days. It's all volunteer based, but like I said, in a couple days you get an email back with your DMR ID, and then you're ready to go.
If you buy from Bridgecom, they can go ahead and program everything around for you and all. You send them your DMR ID and where you live and everything else, and supposedly go ahead and pre-program everything and ship it to you. Is that correct? Or do you know?
That is correct. When you make your order, like I said, you give them your details and by radio, and they will go ahead and program everything up. And we can get ready to talk to you on the box. The only thing you'd have to do is add your analog stations, like this station in Greenville, or however many you have. And you do that by exporting the code plug into Excel, and you just, if you've got them already in a spreadsheet or download it from the radio you have, you can use Excel and copy and paste and then re-import it, and you've got what's considered a full code plug then. And it's easy to do. But yeah, if you buy from Bridgecom, they'll program it up and you can be talking on DMR in 15 minutes when you get it.
Definitely sounds good. I'm about to try it out for sure.
A friend I'm working with today, later on, he bought the radio and hotspot, and he loves it. It. Like I said, it comes DMR ready to talk, and I talked him through how to do the Excel, and several others talked him through it, and they've been able to get their radios programmed up for both analog and digital, and it's not a hard process. There's somebody who has already programmed the code plug for the radio. You can have them just email it to you and save you even a little time with the analog frequencies. So it's a like I said, it's an easy process to import the code plug.
Get your tower a little bit easier. But, yeah, I talked to some guys up there on Mount Mitchell and all, and that's what he was telling me. Once you get started, it ain't that bad.
It's easy to set up and use the, like I said, the biggest thing is whatever hotspots you get. If you get the Bridgecom, then you got, you can get it pre-set up, or if you buy one of the jumbo hotspots, the Chinese one, you can watch videos and set it up probably in 30, 45 minutes, and you'll be on the air. I would like to have one of the Bridgecom hotspots and may get one eventually, but for now, that Chinese one is doing a great job, so I can't really see spending the money on another hotspot at the moment.
I'm all about saving money. I'm talking on a little Chinese radio now, and it does really well, so it don't really bother me as much. A lot of people say you got to have the best stuff, but, I think my theory is as long as it works and works well and does what you want to do, then that's all you need.
I'm you there. I started out with a Yaesu 1900 mobile as a base station, and a Bofang UV5R as my handheld, and I used that for several years and never really had any problems. They work fine, and for what they cost, it's a cheap way to get into the hobby and talk and use them. So yeah, nothing wrong with the inexpensive radios.
He bought this little QYT 8900. It's a little 25-watt radio, but I bought it to use at work, and because I could plug it into a cigarette lighter and put a little magnet antenna and all in it. I actually enjoyed it. I bought two of them. After I bought this, I bought another one because it works really well.
It sounds good. The voice quality is real good. You're in the repeater strong, so no reason to spend several hundred or $500 on a handheld when you can get one that'll do the job for a lot less.
Them TYT 7800s at the house and all, and crossband repeat and all, and I put it put it at the house on a Common GP6, about 70 foot up in the air and all. And shoot, I love that radio. That radio does a good bit of stuff, and I've talked all over the place with it. The only thing I can't get is I'm 112 miles away from Mount Mitchell repeater, and I'm trying to get up there to it. I bought a little directional antenna, and I'm still too low. I can hear them, but I can't talk back to them.
TYT TH9800s, that's what I have in both my vehicle and my truck, and those are great radios. With a crossband repeater, I've set it up and, you know, use a handheld to talk through it, and it works. It works great, and it's full of features, and it's reasonably priced for what it is, and I've got no complaints on it. It's a great radio.
Yeah, I think that one does, 10 meters and 6 meters also, don't it?
10 meter and 220, of course, 2 and 70 meter. I'm not sure about the 6, but I know it does the 10 meter plus the normal stuff.
Have you got on the 10 meters or anything with it? Does it work all right?
10 meter, but I actually talked to a guy yesterday who has, and he said it worked just fine. He's got the same radio, and he said he made a contact up in Rhode Island on the 10 meter, so he couldn't say enough good things about it.
He's probably gonna buy next my car, and I'll I want to buy a different car to go back and forth to work and all, and I've been looking at that 9800 and buying that tri-band antenna and all, and trying it out and seeing how it works.
Like I said, I've got the TYT TH9800 in both vehicles, and I love them. They work great, and easy to program. It comes with the everything you need to program it. So all you have to do is download the information you want, upload it, and you're ready to go. And I can talk a good 35, 40 miles from the repeaters as I travel back and forth for work.
Order for my car and all. I definitely want another one of those. I really enjoyed that 7800 I got in the house. I mean, it does really well. What it's priced and what it is, I'm very impressed with it.
Yeah, they're good radios. And I bought both of mine off Amazon. And had them in a couple of days. And like I said, once you get used to programming one, you can program them all. It comes with the hardware programming, so it's a good little radio. I just got a dual band antenna, so I don't try to transmit on the 220 band, but I may get a tri-band one of these days. But I've just got a little short quarter wave on my car, so it's inconspicuous, but it talks great.
I think I'll buy one of the tri-band antennas and try the 10 meters out. No, I haven't never got on 10 meters yet. That's why I'm thinking about buying it and just get on it and see what happens with it. You know, it's just a trial and error and play with it.
That's all about is experimenting and trying to do new things. That's what I love about ham radio. That's why I switched and went into the DMR as opposed to going to HF. I can talk just as far, a lot simpler, and still make contacts around the world. And so don't have to buy another radio or another expensive radio or have a big antenna. So a lot of people think it's not the same because you're going through the internet, but I mean, a contact is a contact to me.
I was kind of against it from the beginning because I was wanting to do nothing but you know, airwaves and all instead of going through the internet. But, you know, the world we are today, I mean, 95% of stuff is through the internet. And I still want a HF rig just for backup in case something does go wrong. But I'm definitely interested in the DMRs now. The more I research and the more I talk to people, it's kind of a new wave of things and trying it out.
The article I read, there's only just under 5,000 repeaters in the world for ham radio. And like I said, you've got almost 190,000 with DMR IDs, so you figure they're either hitting the repeater that's been set up for it, or they have a hotspot. So it's definitely a growing way to do things. So, and it's a relatively cheap and inexpensive way to do it as well.
I look at it, you know, it's always better to have one more thing in your toolbox than not have it at all, for sure.
My goal is to take an exam in June. I've got a HF rig that I've been listening on, but of course can't transmit, but I'll hopefully have the general class and be able to talk on HF in June, and hopefully for my birthday in July, I might give me a new HF rig. The one I got is an older one. So, but it works, and that's the good thing about it is you don't have to have the newest and greatest. It still works.
I've been studying for my general now, and I didn't know at the time that you could take, you know, the tech and the general and the extra all at one time, so I didn't even study for the general. I went and took my tech, and I went and took the test, and I missed it by 3, so I wish I would have studied back then, and I already had my general, but hopefully soon I'm going to try to go take my general.
Extra in your toolbox you can always use. Like I said, the general opens up a good bit of the HF world, and so I bought a book, and I've been listening to an audio book on the general class and doing practice exams, and I'm about ready, so I'll probably take it in June. I know both the Anderson Club and the one I'm in Athens, they test every other month, so I'm just gonna bite the bullet and go pay my, I don't know, $10 or $15 or whatever it is, and give it a try.
I'm definitely do that, that's sure. Yeah, that's what I want to do. So go take mine and all. I think they said they're going up like $30 here soon to take the test. I don't know if that's still in effect or if they're really gonna do it or not.
The FCC is making a few changes, but a lot of the cost of the test is up to the VEs that are administering it, because I think Athens charges 10, and I think Anderson charges 15, or it may be reversed, but, you know, it's all volunteers, so it's just a matter of taking their time and getting it done, and all you need to take the general is your ID number and call sign and a copy of your license when you get ready to take it.
Guys here at work and all, and since I've been listening to it, talking to people on the radio at work and all, a couple of them kind of get interested in getting the ham radio and all, so hopefully I have a couple more people on the air for too long.
For a while, back over the last few years, ham kind of plateaued, but it's picking back up. The every time I hear the reports from Greenville or Athens, I mean, they're always testing 10 or 12, 15 people, and for the most part, about 95-99% of them pass it to get their license. So it's you know, technician is more about procedure and policy, where general gets a little more into the technical, but it's not a hard test to get started with, for sure.
Well, I tell everybody, you know, the technician's not that hard to go take it and all, and there's a lot of things out here. I mean, you can stay on 2 and 440 and talk to a lot of people. Just depending on how much you want to spend into it and how far you want to talk. You know, I have a good time talking on the 2 meter stuff for sure.
I was a technician for 8 years, and I got in the DMR last November, and you know, it opened up a whole other avenue of talking to people. So, I mean, you know, technician class is really all you need to do a lot of talking and a lot of fun. So, you know, like I said, the general just gets you one more item in the toolbox. And so, but yeah, the technician is easy to take, and it gives you all you really need. Now they got DMR if you want to go that way.
I definitely want to do it, but I still want to get on the general and do the HF stuff too. I want to do it all, to be honest with you. Once I got started, I was like, you know, I'm trying to go to the fullest max with it.
How was that? That's what the hobby's all about, and people are more than happy to help you study and practice, or help you once you get your license, get started. I've helped a good many people with DMR, and got a few people got their technician, and so it's all about just increasing the hobby for people. They may not think they would like it, but once they start playing with it, like I said, it's you want to do more.
And on Friday, yeah, that's me. I'd put up all kinds of stuff at the house and try different things and new antennas and realize I need to get a little higher. And, you know, it's always something you want to change or make a little difference.
Get a new antenna about 2 weeks ago. One I've been using since 2013 was only about 20 foot in the air, and I added a second antenna. It's about 40 foot, and it made a big difference. I've got the old antenna and one of my old Yaesu radios is my backup, and I keep my new radio on the power tower, and that helped me out with the 2 meter and 70, and with the DMR, you know, all you gotta do is be able to connect to your hotspot, so it works out pretty good.
If it's mobile with the DMR, if you in your car and everything, you should just turn your hotspot on your phone and go through it.
That's the way it works. You just in your settings, you just set it to hit the IP of your hotspot, and it's ready to go. You can change it in 5 minutes, and you're ready to talk. And once it's set up, it'll reconnect every time. So it works. It works extremely well and easy to do.
Going to plant for a little bit and all, but I'll be back on the channel for sure. And all, it's good talking to you, and we'll definitely talk again for sure. This is KO4 NNR. I'll be sending through this time.
All right. Hope you have a good day, and don't have to work too hard. And if you get into the DMR, you know, just give me a call on the radio, and we'll connect, and I can help you set it up. This is N4WHM. I'm clear.